Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, and with a clear sky and light winds overnight, temperatures drop quickly after sunset. Readings will continue to slide for a little while longer and mainly start out in the 20s to around 30 across the region this morning. We'll go back to full sunshine during the day today with that area of high pressure overhead. Little in the way of wind, but temperatures will climb nonetheless with that sunshine back through the 30s and 40s and into the lower to mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. Clear again tonight with temperatures dropping back quickly after sunset. Overnight lows will be back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. With that high pressure center sliding off the eastern seaboard, but the ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere dominating through the day tomorrow, it will be sunny and dry. A developing southeasterly breeze will help push temperatures higher than today's readings and mostly land in the lower 60s for afternoon highs. The next front will push through the Great Lakes on Tuesday night and arrive in interior New York and New England Wednesday. This will produce clouds and rain showers throughout the day with temperatures holding in the lower 50s. Behind the front, seasonably cool with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s on Thursday. A more potent front will approach the region later in the week on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be windy with scattered rain showers early in the day. Then colder air will flow in during the afternoon, changing rain showers over to snow showers in the mountains. Temperatures will start out in the 40s on Friday and then slide throughout the day with that gusty wind. In fact, the wind will persist into the upcoming weekend. On Saturday, it'll be blustery and unseasonably cold. Under a mix of sun and clouds, we'll have scattered snow showers around and highs only in the lower 40s. A little bit less wind and more sunshine, so more comfortable on Sunday with highs staying in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, upper-level energy over the Central Plains will move into the Mississippi Valley and merge with additional energy moving southward from central Canada today. Meanwhile, moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will stream northward over the plains. The energy and moisture combination will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern plains into parts of the central Gulf Coast through tonight. Some of the thunderstorms will be strong with gusty winds and possibly even small hail. And a large north-northwest swell will build rapidly Monday, bringing warning-level surf to exposed north- and west-facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands today. 30 to 40-foot surf along north- and west-facing shores of the islands will cause very strong breaking waves and strong longshore and rip currents. A high surf warning is in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 25 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 26, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.49 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Lake Elsinore, California, to a low of 16 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-50s, Boston sunny near 50, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 43. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 11 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 57 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 28.64 inches for the year, which is 5.17 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 108, that's 21 below normal, and 563 for the season, which is 211 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1938, and the record low, 18, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and seasonably cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and seasonably cool today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear skies tonight with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and seasonably cool today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear tonight with lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and seasonably cool today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and mild. Some high clouds late in the day, but in the lower 60s for highs. Clouds building Tuesday night. Showers likely Wednesday. Breezy, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Friday. Rain showers changing to snow showers with a gusty northwest wind flow, dropping temperatures from the mid-40s down into the 30s by the end of the day. Partly sunny, windy, and cold, scattered snow showers Saturday in the lower 40s, and mostly sunny back into the middle and upper 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.